Hi, I'm Sam and I've been finding out about tea. The history of tea drinking dates back nearly 5,000 years when it was discovered by a Chinese emperor. It's said he discovered the drink when tea leaves accidentally blew into his pot of boiling water. Today, tea is one of the most popular drinks in the world and I found out loads about its history online. There are millions of internet articles on tea, and I didn't know where to begin. But luckily, I came across a documentary that covered everything I wanted to know about tea's origins. There are books about tea for sale, but I didn't buy any of those. Tea's been drunk in Southeast Asia for centuries, but it didn't really reach Europe till the late 1500s. The reason why it's remained popular is the number of varieties, around 1500. And also the way it's served has evolved to suit consumers. In 1904, a tea merchant in the USA who couldn't sell his product in the hot weather put ice in tea to produce a more refreshing drink than hot tea with milk. Tea comes from the Camellia sinensis plant. The drink is generally made with the dried leaves, though the flowers or flower buds may be used. We've probably all seen pictures of a tea bush, but what I hadn't realised was that tea's actually a tree. It can grow to 17 metres high, but the plant is cut to waist height to make the leaves easier to pick. Tea grows best in mountain areas, at least 1,000 metres above sea level, though there are exceptions. For example, the Portuguese Azores Islands, an island off the coast of South Carolina, USA, and the far southwest of the UK. Wherever it's cultivated, it's true to say there must be a lot of rainfall for the plants to grow well. Rich soil and sunshine are much less important. There are four main types of tea plant: green, black, white, and what's known as oolong. But the huge variety of aromas, flavours, and colours that tea comes in is determined by how it's processed. However, it's probably true to say the leaves have to be hand-picked in order to obtain the highest quality product. So, how to make the best cup of tea? Firstly, I recommend using an electric kettle or saucepan to boil the water. Some people use microwaves, but I think it's harder to control the water temperature in them, and you risk damaging the flavour of the tea. Some people say water quality matters, but I think you can make a great cup of tea with water from anywhere. Next, the all-important question of whether to add anything to your tea. Here in Britain, most people add milk or lemon to their tea. Fewer people here put sugar in their tea nowadays, but have you ever tried it with honey, I wonder? It's worth giving it a go as it's a lovely flavour combination. Experts say you should always use loose tea, not tea bags, though personally I find tea bags convenient. As for instant tea, there's no way I'd drink that. The list of ingredients on the label puts me off. There's also canned tea. If you haven't seen it before, it comes in tins or cartons. It's a nice drink, but I wouldn't call it proper tea. Some people say tea has many health benefits. Some people insist green tea is good for controlling their weight, and my aunt claims tea gives her more energy. Given that tea contains caffeine, that's almost certainly true. Whether tea reduces blood pressure or the risk of other diseases, I don't know, but compared to fizzy drinks, it seems a healthy choice. Now I've completed this project, I'm keen to learn more about tea culture. Obviously, I live nowhere near China or India, so visiting a tea plantation is out of the question. However, someone at a cafe told me about a place where you can watch a traditional tea ceremony, which is something I'd definitely love to do one day.